Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of the Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 14 with verses 60 through 65. The high priest rose before the assembly and questioned Jesus, saying, "Have you no answer? What are these men testifying against you?" But Jesus was silent and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said to him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Then Jesus answered, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." At that time, the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further need have we of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They all condemned him as deserving to die. Some began to spit on him. They blindfolded him and struck him and said to him, "Prophesy." And the guards greeted him with blows. The beginning of the Passion, where he was treated like dirt. Notice his silence. Jesus doesn't speak a word. He doesn't refute testimony that he knew wasn't truth. That thought was absurd. Until asked, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Then Jesus answered, "I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." He didn't have to prove anything, for he had already shown the power of heaven by examples of healing as well as raising people from the dead. Change wasn't something they wanted. Something frightened these people from recognizing the true Messiah. Unable to agree that their own heavenly words guided and created what they spoke of before the Holy of Holies, the commandments, the Ark of the Covenant, held and displayed as the future that will be revealed, Jesus. Once you understand that Jesus is the Messiah, then you too will seek to live only His will in everything you do, calling on Him first as the only way to know life eternal and absolute forgiveness by His mercy and grace. This amazing reverberating theme comes from the Spirit-led atmosphere Jesus provides in being led by His Father as we seek to be fed by Him daily, living redeemed. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece, Brittany, who is a mother of four and has brain cancer. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother. We say happy 59 to my younger brother, Chris. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name we pray. Amen. I'm the poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Mark's Gospel. We're in chapter 14. Our practice takes us through verses 60 through 65 today. It's a three-stanza poem. It's titled, "Blows He Took from Guards Amok." Jesus questioned before assembly by priest high. Answer none for the questions these people provide? Silent was he, nothing answered by the one they want to deny. High priest asked, are you the one blessed, the Messiah, for us to comply? Answering Jesus, heaven's clouds bring the hands right, power am I. Garments torn, priest high, wanted him to cry. Witnesses further needed not, blasphemy heard, what we know is a lie. Condemned by all, him spit on, they all agreed he deserved to die. Him blindfolded, him struck, saying, prophesy, or are you stuck? Blows he took from guards amok. His silence wasn't considered life-saving. Good luck. Amen. Notice the Lord never used the word luck. There was nothing lucky about his ability to live for his Father and be the Messiah of all. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Williams. It's November 16th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world as we rise with the angels today and share our love of the words, Lord, the word of the Lord, and our desire to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, we close today at 7:31 in the name of Jesus. Good shout out to our good friends, John and Marie. God bless you too. And Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.